Hello, 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 and welcome to Avio's Journey Podcast. My name is Anthony Pica, and this show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all the crazy things that I seem to step on. It is like 9:40 p.m. when I'm coming to you and doing this podcast tonight on Monday, September 13th. I believe this is episode number 223. Been able to do some more podcasts recently, so I'm very excited about that. I'm thrilled about this episode because, you know, I think as I've grown in my business, right, you know, things have definitely changed. I mean, if you've gone back and listened from episode one up till now or whatever, you know, I started off just trying to get some work and trying to share my journey with people. And, you know, it's kind of led me to where I am right now. And it's interesting because, you know, it's so different from when I started, you know, so it's really kind of cool. And I want to share with you some, I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't get to often do a challenge or do something as much as I would like to, like I used to, you know, like a marketing challenge to do with you guys. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I've got a new challenge that we're gonna do and set, and I'm excited to go over it with you. All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, so today I'm going to talk to you about a voiceover challenge that I want to work on with you. So, you know, I love getting more work, just like anybody. But I think that I did a video today. By the way, on a side note, if you've not signed up, and I told myself I was going to remind you to say this, if you've not signed up for the VO's Journey Elite Academy, check it out. You guys, I swear you're absolutely going to love it. We're meeting four times a week. Tonight's episode, Susan Fouché, she coaches and teaches voice acting. She's phenomenal. I'm so blessed that she's a part of VO's Journey Elite Academy. And, you know, she's doing such a great job. So, you know, and she's on Mondays. Tomorrow, we've got Don and Donnie Barnes with production. I'm on Wednesdays doing marketing. And on Thursdays, we've got Angela Clark, who does business systems and stuff. And, you know, we're live every single week, Monday through Thursday. It's really a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful learning place for people who are just getting started in the voiceover industry or who have been around for a while and just want to grow their business. It's really a great place for everybody. So I wanted to remember to throw that out there to you. There'll be a link, of course, in the description, and you can always go to aviosjourney.com, and it's like literally the first button you see on the site will take you to learn more information about it. All right. So anyways, I wanted to talk to you about something that I wanted to, you know, I want to do, you know, it's as I grow my voiceover business and my coaching business, you know, honestly, the coaching business, it's very easy, I think, I can't speak for other coaches, but I can say for myself, you know what I mean? There's a lot of room for growth in the coaching arena, you know, especially when you're doing everything you can to help people. It's a great place to grow and help more voice actors. But at the same time, you know, I really love voiceover. So like to me, I always want to continue, you know, it's always tempering this kind of balance between, you know, growing the voiceover, the coaching side of my business, and then also trying to continue to grow the voiceover side. But the reality is I love voiceover so much. There's something exciting to me about winning a voiceover job and being able to perform and relay a message and communicate effectively. I've always loved that. I love it with a passion, and I don't ever want to lose that. So, you know, so it's important to me to do things like I want to talk to you tonight about. But, you know, I am excited about the academy, though, and that part is growing really wonderfully, and I'm excited, and everybody seems to be really happy getting some really great information and learning and growing, and that's wonderful. But, you know, I want to continue to push myself and push you all, and we could push ourselves to grow as voice actors and continue to get voiceover work. So today I put out a video on the three tasks every voice actor should do every single day. And this was on my YouTube channel, which has done really well. We're almost to 6,000 subscribers on the YouTube channel. Thank you guys so much. That's been wonderful and very, very excited for that. But I put out that video today and it literally, I had a good flashback to the work that I used to do a lot more. And, you know, there is the three things that I spoke about in that video. One of them was, you know, doing 10 auditions every single day, no matter where you are, whether you're on the pay-to-play sites, whether you are getting auditions from direct clients, whatever, you know what I mean? Doing 10 auditions a day was the first one I did. And you know me, I'm a big advocate for not doing auditions if the time is right. But, you know, I'm going back to what I used to do when I first started. You know, I was so hungry for work. I did anything and everything that I could. It didn't matter whether it was auditioning or wasn't auditioning. It was putting out something or I just did it all, right? Because I just wanted to get work. So auditioning was one thing, doing 10 auditions a day. The next thing was, you know, that I'm a big advocate for, as you know, is putting out samples every day. So in my video, I talked about putting out 3 samples every day on all the platforms that you can get those samples on. And, you know, that in itself is a real challenge because, you know, some platforms like Fiverr or Upwork and stuff, you know, they don't just necessarily, like, if you're full, you can't just put up a new portfolio. You got to put up a new gig, which takes time. You know, I mean, it's effort, you know. Now, you can add samples to specific places, you know, like if you're on pay-to-play sites or you're in, like, you know, your own website, you know what I mean? You can add stuff to it a little bit easier because it's just like uploading something, or if you're on like Voquins or something like that where you can upload stuff. But the reality is that, you know, you want to get those samples out there as much as possible, and uploading 3 samples a day, well, even if you're posting them on social media, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the evening, you know, with a link saying, hey, you know, if you'd like to work with me, I'm a voice actor, you know, send me an email here. Do you know what I mean? I mean, you could do that, write up a little little couple sentences on each time you post a sample. You know what I mean? I mean, you could do that on social media too. I mean, you can do that. So 3 samples a day. And then the last one, which is pretty, I mean, like, I think it's awesome, but it's a challenge. And I've never been able to do it consistently. And that is adding a new page to my website every single day. I know you might be like, oh my God, Anthony, you're crazy. What in the world? You know, but like adding a page to your website every day. And think of it this way. Like, you're like, what do I add to my website every day? Well, you know, I got this idea from the voice actors websites, and I thought it was pretty cool because, you know, they have a portfolio, of course, like any other website creator, and you go to their website and, oh God, sorry. It's almost 10. It's so funny. It's a far cry from when I used to do them at like 2 in the morning. I honestly think that if I went back and did podcasts again at 2 in the morning, I don't think I could do it. You know what I mean? I mean, it wasn't that long ago. I mean, I guess it was like four years ago, or when it was about 4 years, maybe 3 years ago. It wasn't that long, but it feels like a lifetime ago, but it really wasn't. So, but I mean, I don't know if I could, you know, you, it's amazing what you can do with passion. The lot of passion is something that's amazing what you can accomplish. Anyways, I'm getting off topic. Not like I ever get off topic, but anyways, so like, what I was saying is that I saw this stuff on voice actors websites and they were, you know, showing their portfolio and the different sites they had, it showed like they were ranking very high in Google, you know, and I was trying to figure out, you know, what are these sites doing? You know, how are these places, are these voice actors with these websites are ranking pretty high. And I was looking at them, and what I found was is that they had a large number of specific pages that were dedicated to a specific voiceover style or genre. So meaning like, you know, if you can't, like, for example, nonfiction biographies or something like that, right? Or nonfiction narration, you know, and then biographies. So they would create a page on their website, put their samples they had for like nonfiction biographies on that site, and then write like, you know, 500 to 1,000 words on that site about, you know, nonfiction narration, you know, what makes a good narrator, you know, in nonfiction, what might, you know, your experience might be, you know, something about the reads that you've done. I mean, just something interesting, you know, something about that. And they would create a page for all of these genres. And, you know, some of them, especially the older performers, you know, I mean, they've been around for a while, had, you know, 20, 30, 40 of these, you know. And I thought to myself, you know, imagine if we put one page, you created one page on your website. Now, mind you, this is work. I mean, this is not work. I mean, this isn't like easy work, you know. I mean, I wasn't saying it would be, right? But, you know, Matt, even if you just did that, even if you created one page, new page a day on your website, imagine if you did that for 1 year, you created one page a day, it'd be like 365 pages on your website. You know what I mean? I mean, the traffic that you would get from that would be incredible. Now, again, you can't just, I'm not saying create a page. You got to have content on there. You got to have some sort of substance, right? You know what I mean? But, you know, you could do that. And, you know, I mean, like, so this is something that, and you know me, I like wild stuff. I like wild, crazy action, you know, because I think like it's the only thing that really gets us what we can dream, right? If we dream wild and crazy things, we're going to have to take wild and crazy action, right? I always think about that, you know, like, and I always think if you want to live like the 1%, we got to work like the 1%, you know, you got to do the things that match, you got to take the action that matches the dream, the desire. So, you know, like that's something that I'm really excited about, you know, starting and working with you. And I thought it would be a really cool thing to actually, you know, go down that path and make it an effort. Now, I have to tell you, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for all of us. You know what I mean? Now, you know me, I do this full time. But at the same time, you know, like there are certain days of the week that I'm literally working from about like 7 or 8 in the morning until 6 or 7 at night now doing, you know, coaching. Just literally all from the morning, I like just one every hour after every hour. You know what I mean? There's no time in there. So that means I'll have to do that, you know, after that, you know, or I have to do, there's days where I don't have it, but, you know, I don't have all that coaching so much, you know, where it's right at, you know, it's not, you know, 10 or 12 hours straight. But, you know, we're all in different situations. You might work at your job 10 to 12 hours a day. You know what I mean? You might be working a full-time job. You know, you've got a family. You got to cook. You got to put your kids to bed. You got to, you know, spend time with your spouse. You know, you might be doing that too. So, I mean, we all have a lot of challenges, you know, that we have to overcome in order to accomplish these things. You know what I mean? But they are important. They are important things to accomplish. The cool thing about the samples is that you can kind of double up samples with creating the 3 samples and putting them, you know, and creating a new page on your website. But I do think that, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you can try to work on, you know, try to make it mix. But the auditions and things like that are meant to get you work faster. You know, and the samples and stuff, that's supposed to help you get work through, you know, the sites that you're on, like the freelance websites, the pay-to-play websites. You know what I mean? So you're kind of like targeting these things at the same time. Now, the question then arises, okay, well, because this always happens. Whenever you start revving up the action you're taking to get work, what you'll notice is you actually do get work. But then poses a new problem, which is how do I keep the work coming in when I have to do the work? And at the same time, continue to audition and market. And that's the rub, right, is to keep doing it and keep doing it. But I think that, you know, for us starting out, it's not going to be an issue. But the reality is we've got to build the habit. So even if you start getting lots of work and that starts, you know, becoming a part of your daily routine, at least if you build the habit doing these things, right, which is the 10 auditions, the 3 samples on websites that you can put them on. And I would say pick like 5 to 10 websites. Pick 5 to 10 websites that you can get these samples on. Okay. And to the point where you can't put any more samples on. You know, I mean, like every little corner of a website that you can put samples on. Like, here's a perfect example on Fiverr, right? So like on Fiverr, you know, well, it depends on what level you are. But like as a top rated seller, I've got a portfolio that Fiverr lets me put up like 32 videos of voiceovers like I can put up. So I got a portfolio. Then I have a video and 3 slots for each individual gig I put up. And I have 30 different options that I can put up. So technically, you know, that's 30 times 3 is 90, right? Plus 30 more videos technically. So, I mean, you're talking, that's 120 samples of different stuff that I could have up on Fiverr. Now, yes, it's true that the 30 gigs themselves, right? I mean, someone's got to listen to those and they're not separately created. They're all within the same page. But you know what I mean? We could like debate semantics every day. The reality is like even myself, I do not have every single corner. I mean, just take a second and think about it. Like, honestly, think about it. Like, if you're that person, if you're like anything like me, I mean, even with this business, even all the stuff I try to accomplish, I know I take a step back and look and God and say, God, there's so much more I could do. I don't know if you ever feel that way, but there's so much more I could do. And there's so many, like, so for me on my voiceover business, because the coaching business has started to take so much of my time, you know what I mean? That, you know, I haven't been able to continue to pour out as much in the voiceover world. So now with voiceover, like I literally just try to keep up with the voiceovers that roll in, you know, while I'm doing the coaching and starting to grow the academy. You know, I think we hit 141 members, which is great. Remember, we were trying to get to 150 by the end of the year. I think we're going to hit that, in which case, you know, we'll reassess the goal from there. But, you know, we're getting closer and closer to that 150 mark, which is amazing and it's wonderful. You know what I mean? But, you know, that takes a lot of time, right, to manage all that. And I love it. But I want to keep the voiceovers going. So, that's something that I'm always passionate about. I've always been passionate about. And I don't ever want to quit. I want to keep doing voiceovers. So, you know, these are the things that excite me is competition. I've always loved competition. It always lights a fire under me. It keeps me, you know, hungry for business, or keeps me hungry to keep going. And I love it, you know. Part of the things when I first started is people would always, just like I do the same thing now, but people would post their earnings, or people would talk about, you know, they got this job and they got that job. Oh, and it really chapped my backside because I was like, I don't understand what I'm not doing and they're doing. And it always pissed me off that other people were getting work. But what it did is it kept that fire going. Whatever works for you, you know me, I'm like, know thyself, right? Whatever works for you, keep that close to you and keep that fire burning in you. So like, to me, competition is really exciting to me. You know, it's like exciting to me as well as to pose like a theory, you know, like my theory is such and such. And then to go down that path and test that theory, right? And to see that theory come to life, you know, as fact or something that actually works is very exciting, which is why, you know, I love my Fiverr course, you know, because that was something that I literally spent 2.5-3 years working on and, you know, going through so much crap to figure out, and finally found, you know, the things that work, which is what I talk about every day. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things where no matter where you are, no matter how far along you go, there's always more new jobs, new exciting things to approach or to go after, like all the new platforms that always come up, all the different things. Like, you know, just the last episode we talked about, you know, backstage buying Voice 123 and all that stuff going on, and exciting things going on, and with all kind, you know, with all sorts of different opportunities, different people acknowledging different things. I mean, there's so much happening. and so much new stuff available. It's exciting, and it's exciting to be on the forefront of that. You know, so on a side note, always, you know, I do notice there is two types of different people. I mean, there's two types of people. There's the people who look at new things or change as opportunities, and then there's the type of people who look at change as, you know, scary or bad. And, you know, I think that, you know, try to always take, you know, change or something that's happening as, you know, and look at it as like, well, how can I turn this into an opportunity? You know, what could I make that could actually be exciting from it? Let your mind imagine. That's that entrepreneur side of yourself, you know, come up with the, let your mind dream. Well, what if that could actually happen? Well, if that actually could happen, what would that look like? You know, I love doing that. So to me, this challenge that we talked about today, which is 10 voiceover, 10 auditions, 3 samples every day, and 1 page on your website. Now, you might not even have a website, so clearly your first job would be then to get a website up and running. Okay, and you might be, now you might ask, you know, why are you going on the websites? And you know, it's interesting because, and actually, I do want to point this out to you, because I do think this is, I'm bullish on websites. On personal websites, but I'm going to tell you why. Because, you know, it has been proven to me over and over again with online casting that it works, that it really, really works. Online websites work. Our online website can work just as much as everyone else. However, I want to say, in all, you know, openness and honesty, you know, don't go down the route of putting time and effort in your website if you're not going to stay consistent with it. Meaning, like, you know, it's just like anything else. You know, anything that you water, that you nurture, that you that you continue to take care of, it's going to grow, right? But you got to continue to take care of it. You can't just do something, put something up once, and then leave. You got to keep nurturing it. You know, it's just like anything else. It's so crazy. Like, I don't know if you've ever stopped and thought about it, but isn't it so crazy how, you know, you can look at a farmer and how, you know, they plant crops and how they grow crops and, you know, what you sow, you know what I mean? You reap, you know, like, and how you got to take care of those seeds. You have to water them. You've got to give them nutrients and care and water, and you know, you've got to give it time to grow and continue to care for it. I mean, it's so amazing how that applies to so much in our life. You know what I mean? It applies to our relationships. It applies to our children. It applies to our businesses. It applies to ourselves. It applies to anything that we do. You know, that idea of sowing and reaping and, you know, and farming, it's so amazing. So, you know, really, really think about that when you are going through this process, what you decide to do. Don't go down a path unless you are willing to give and nurture for a time, right? Because, you know, you're going to have to give before you get back. And in cases of business, you got to give a lot. And a lot of times what you have to give is your time, which is the most precious thing of all, right? Because if you think about it, we can make money. There's so much money, we can make more money. You know, you could lose all the money in the world and then you could make it back, right? But what you can never get back is time. And I think the older we get, like we really, I don't know, at least for me, as I keep getting older, I start to wonder how much more time is in front of me, you know, and is there less time in front of me than there is behind me? And, you know, I just think about the fact that, you know, the time that we give is so valuable. And, you know, that's why we want to make that time count. Okay, but you know, but really, that's what you got to give, especially when you know that's what you have. So, anyways, whether or not you want to jump in on this challenge or not, I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can message me or you can always email me at anthonypicaproductions.com and let me know what you've been doing. You know what I mean? anthonypicaproductions@gmail.com, excuse me. You know, and let me know how's it going. Let me know if you're interested in the challenge. You can always leave a review wherever you're listening to this. Or just jump on it yourself. You don't need to tell me. And, you know, keep on and see what you can do. But I can tell you this, you know, this takes time. You're going to get better. You know what I mean? You know, you might do 300 auditions or 400 auditions. And then when you get to 500 auditions, you start winning auditions. Right? And the question, you know, and it's interesting, like, again, I know I'm longer than I wanted to go on this podcast. Now I'm just shooting the breeze with you because it's late. But you know, it's kind of like you ever seen that meme or that little video of the two guys and they're like, you know, they're mining, you know, and they're like chopping away with their mining pick and they're mining through the earth. And then there's this like, you know, you see it down the tunnels. There's this big pile of gold, but they can't see that because they're still mining. And then like they both get to a point where the one dude is like they're literally like just a couple of feet away from the gold, and the one guy gives up and he's like, man, I'm just done. You know, I just don't want to do this anymore. And the other guy keeps going, right? And he gets to the gold because he didn't give up, you know, and yes, there are moments, I think, where we're like, okay, we got to give up. But I don't think at least no one I've ever worked with, I've ever heard, you know, I've ever seen evidence that they've put in the work to warrant giving up. No one, no, not one person I've ever worked with. And I say that with absolute, absolute assuredness, not one person. So, you know, keep going. Keep growing. Don't give up. Consistency beats everything. I'll give you a perfect example. You're here listening to me right now. And it is honestly a testament of just the fact that consistency works. I mean, I don't know how I had 223 podcast episodes, but it works. I just kept doing it. Even when I screwed up and I didn't do it very often, I kept doing it. And because of that, I'm blessed that you're listening to me right now. Consistency works. All right. Hit me up with a message if you're interested in the challenge. You know, we would definitely could talk about it. Like I said, email me or just do it on your own. You know what I mean? And follow along because I'll be definitely giving updates. Okay. And if you miss a day, that's okay. Pick it up the next day. Don't stop no matter what you do. All right, you guys, thank you so much. Please, like I was saying earlier, check out the Academy. It really is something special. And honestly, there is nothing like it anywhere right now in the voiceover world. And I'm really excited about it. And I'm proud of that. And I know it's helping a lot of people. So I'd love for it to help you. All right, gang, have a good one. You have a great night. I will talk to you soon. Peace.